Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is going on here?
Don't be disrespectful.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
What's going on out there, everybody? Matt Simons, Darryl the Guru Johnson. You got to check out Guru's shirt today. I like it. I like it.
I'm hoping you don't. Because our swagger and style is different. So the stuff you like puts me in a different bracket. Like you and Norm, like you know what I mean? Like the same stuff. I want you to hate it.
See, you're not even thinking.
He said something last night.
You're not even thinking about what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be mean. That's all.
I don't know why you want to do that to your partner.
Because you said something last segment got to me.
Which one?
That I don't make the list.
It's not my list.
Yeah, but you had you.
Just gear up. Gear up.
Dibs. Let's keep it real.
He can be tough on these lists. By the way, there was something that I wrote down, and I spent about 2 minutes on it, but it was about 2 weeks ago, but I've been thinking of it, and you don't even know what I'm going to say.
Man, that's I love it. Give me more of it. Give me more.
Okay.
Talking to the microphone.
I feel like what I'm going to say is people are going to just be like, oh, God, whatever. But,
well, that happens.
It's a David ends in Y.
No doubt. You new to this?
Let me tell you what the biggest turnoff, the biggest sports cluster, the worst sports moment of the year has been so far. And it's not even close.
This is heavy.
This is everything that is wrong with a certain sport. The NBA draft lottery, I am still not over. I cannot believe. First of all, ask me if I think it's rigged.
You think it's rigged?
I don't think it's rigged.
A lot of other people do.
But I think they have implemented a system that allows crap like this to happen, and it's so bad for the league, it's not even funny. Yeah.
The crap is, real quick, Sonny, this is your take, but I love it. It is rigged, and that's why it happens when nobody's looking, and then they tell us what happened. They know what they're doing. But it's crazy that Cooper Flagg got you to this. Like, this one did it for you.
No, he's got nothing to do with it. The players have nothing to do with it.
Then is it who? Tell me why this sent you over the top.
Because the worst three teams are drafting fourth, fifth, and sixth. And three teams above them that have no business being in the lottery in the first place, let alone having a pick this high.
Mm.
It's a joke. The Dallas Mavericks have the number one pick in the draft. Okay, the Mavericks.
Yeah.
They trade Luka. They acquire Anthony Davis, gets hurt. Kyrie Irving, hurt.
Yeah.
They finish 10th in the play-in. They actually are in the play-in. They won a play-in game. They were one win away from making the playoffs. And they have the number one pick in the draft. That's a joke.
Wow.
San Antonio's even worse. They're even worse. They have the second pick and have no business having the second pick.
But you understand.
No.
And my great mother-in-law, God rest her soul, Mary Brown, always said to me, Daryl, and I never liked it, Stani, they're the haves and have-nots. And the NBA looked at those picks and said Dallas and the other locale is a better San Antonio is better.
All right, so you think it's rigged.
There's no doubt
in
my mind.
There is. Oh, you're down.
Okay. No,
you're
I'm
mine.
Just.
Yeah, I don't
it's rigged to when you really want to. Like Cooper Flagg was the prize in the Cracker Jack box. That was so major, they couldn't let him go to Washington. They couldn't let him go where they really needed him to go if this were the NFL, if it was about spreading it out. Dallas made that Luka trade, and now you think, well, was there a wink-wink when they traded Luka?
I mean, do you really think
back in? I've been around America. I've been in America, our society, so long, Stani. I believe anything is a possibility. But it would explain why you're incredible, like, why you've had enough.
Well, I'm done. I've had enough with the lottery itself and the way it's set up.
It happens when we're not watching.
Right, but my point is,
I don't like that.
Why shouldn't the worst team get the best pick?
I'm with you.
It's a joke.
I'm with you.
It's a joke. Now,
like you're eating your own almost.
For fear of trying to be the worst team more than trying to be the best team.
Does anybody really think that Charlotte, Utah, and Washington were better than they actually were, but they tanked to be the last team?
I think at the end, Stani, the last two or three months, hey, LaMelo, let's say you got a wrist injury. Let's just proceed with caution. You don't play tonight. I think that gets momentum in every locale when you're the bottom feeder.
So
I could be wrong.
The Charlotte Hornets won 19 games.
Damn.
The Wizards won 18. The Jazz won 17. 17, 18, 19.
That is terrible.
Then we get, 17, 18, and 19. Dallas gets the first pick. Oh, Dallas. They were 39 and 43.
That's 20 more. 21 on that.
San Antonio, 34 and 48. Wembanyama gets hurt. They just go down the tubes. They get the number two pick. And then the biggest joke of them all is Philadelphia. Let's reward a team that has made so many mistakes that the general manager has turned into a caricature. Daryl Morey. Man. He's made among the worst moves in the NBA in the last two or three years, and they get to have the number three pick.
Now, I'll just say this, Donnie. If I'm wrong and it's not rigged, can you truly be mad? Well, you're mad at the system. Can you be mad at the math?
Yes.
That just math that let the, that system reward the three teams that should have
the worst team in the league. What is the okay. It's like I should have
I
this
love
in my
how the
finger.
NFL does it, man. It's the greatest thing.
They just do it by order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst team in the league, NBA, chances at lottery. I'll bet it's.
But what I like about this, Stani, but while you dial that
the
up.
The worst
is
team. Listen to this.
Doesn't give you automatic action at it. Obviously.
No S. In fact, it's worse than that. The worst team in the NBA. You know what they have? You know what their odds are of winning the lottery?
Give it
the
to
the worst team.
All right.
14%. 14%.
Yeah, that's
a joke.
Yeah. That should be around 25, 30.
So if you're the worst team in the league and the second worst and the third worst, the three worst teams all have a 14% chance.
So you're saying do away with it.
Yes. Absolutely do away with
it. Let's say the NBA did that.
Okay.
Cooper Flagg's going to one of those three locales.
Okay.
Let's be honest. Put the right on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Dallas might be in the Western Conference Finals with or without Flagg, but the fact that Flagg could be a part of it, and he will, that's good for the game, right?
Well, okay.
Am I going to be 70 years old waiting on Charlotte to get their stuff together?
Well, we had the same situation in the Bay.
Mm.
And the fact that it wasn't the first pick didn't matter. Steph Curry came here and was great enough to alter an organization. They were terrible. They'd made the playoffs once in 18 years before he got here.
No, don't remind us.
And here it is, 18 years later, and he was great enough to change the culture of an organization.
Yeah.
So,
and
who's to say if Cooper Flagg is this second coming of somebody incredible that he wouldn't have been able to turn Charlotte, Utah, Washington around? Yeah.
But we're not going to find out because he's in a team. He's on a team that, if healthy, they got some action, Stoney, or without him.
I do think if you're going to do a lottery, like, I don't dislike the idea of a lottery, but it can't involve a team that almost was a playoff team.
They won, like, a play-in game.
I don't think my issue is necessarily that, you know, Cooper Flagg went to a good team. It's that, it's like, can we at least break it down? It's funny. Break it down into tiers. Like, the top four teams or the four worst teams have an equal amount to get the first shot. And then the next tier of teams from 5 through 10 then have the best chance to get in that slot. But, like, the 10th worst team should come nowhere near the first pick overall. And that's happened now back-to-back years, right?
Right, yeah.
Hey, it's so awesome, Evan. And Stoney is probably the information we need to know that the fix is in to a degree, because that's how it should be. Everything he just echoed. But the bottom line, Stoney, is the league's in a better spot because Flagg is in Dallas and San Antonio will have a better player because they were just 14 games, however many they were under. So they know what the intervention was real. For, like, you know, we don't even care about you three sorry-ass teams. Just keep being you.
Right.
But we got these Nuggets or one of the stars Dallas, and he might be the next Luka.
But that doesn't make the league better, I don't think. Like, Steph Curry, he made the league better because he went to a team like Charlotte, like Utah, and I get it. He was the 7th pick, but you have to allow for a player to be good enough to change an organization. And if Cooper flags that player, then it's a joke he's on Dallas. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think Cooper Flagg being in Dallas makes the league better than if Cooper Flagg were a hell of a player and all of a sudden you'd look at Charlotte and you'd be like, hey, Charlotte's got a little action.
Well, I was going to say, how did LaMelo Ball, and I know they're different players, but I've never seen a guy average 26, 27 points, and we just scoff at it. But I guess he would be added to LaMelo. But we saw that worked out for LaMelo, Stoney. He put up numbers. They were hollow. They didn't win. And
what about Anthony Edwards? What about Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
I mean, if the draft were this year, Dallas would get Anthony Edwards. I mean.
Yeah, that's a joke.
What are we doing?
But I guess for the sake of this conversation, you don't want to go as far as it's fixed. But my last question would be to this, Stoney, is why do you think they have it the way they have it? Because they can do some tweaks or little things that I believe were done for San Antonio and Dallas to do what they did this year. You say what to that?
Say it again.
The way that they have the system set up is because what I'm accusing the NBA to do is what they just did where San Antonio and Dallas – got two great players coming, you would think.
My issue is that
why not fix it the way Evan and you say?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Because I'm letting you know that they can tweak it and control.
First of all, that's fine.
Okay.
You can believe that.
Okay.
I believe that what happened was the lottery is set up in such a way where the bottom three teams do not have a great enough chance to finish 1, 2, and 3 in the draft. Like, that's what we saw. We saw the worst three teams have a 14% chance. It's like they should have a 20 to 25% chance. And
you would think if it was fair.
So, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and now the home of the the Golden State Valkyries and Warriors. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. But I'm with you, man, and the draft is upon us. I know it hasn't happened, but there's just something about, you know, I have nothing about the Mavericks in regard to rooting interest, but to get their hearts ripped out with that Nico Harrison trade of Luka and the bounce back, this is up there with the Warriors losing the 16 finals in Game 7. And for the cologne or deodorant of that stench and that pain, you get to celebrate on the 4th of July with Kevin Durant being a part of your team. I got to feel like Maverick fan feels like that. You were crying, you hated the organization, and now all of a sudden you get the number one pick and you're about to replace Luka with a guy that might take care of his body better and be as good as Luka. Like, wow, that's a bounce back.
One of the fan bases that should be fuming is the Golden State Warriors fan base. Because I got news for you. Dallas and San Antonio just leapfrogged you.
Wow.
They very well may have just leapfrogged you. Because one team's sitting with Cooper Flagg, and another team's going to be sitting with a number two pick. Hell, they might be sitting with Giannis, the Spurs. So Warrior fans should be unhappy with this also.
I don't see any change in the foreseeable future either. At least nobody's talking about it.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio, how you doing?
Man, I agree with you, Steiny, about this, man. It's all messed up. It's all jacked up. And, yeah, Warrior fans like me, you know me, I pay attention to this. I'm like,
yes, sir.
Right when I seen Dallas get number one, then the Spurs get number two, I said, oh, man, they're going to be better than us. Or at least right now on paper-wise. I know he's still got to go out and play.
Right.
But paper-wise, I'm like, oh, man, we got to freaking go up against another freaking great player in the West now. I want him to go to Washington, go play with Jordan Poole, go have a pool party. You know, that'd be exciting to do, a pool and a flag. But anyway. It's all messed up. They got to get this fixed, man. You know, it's like, imagine if, you know, the Niners, like the Niners barely missed the playoffs. What if they would have got the number one pick? You know, it's like, damn, that'll be ruining somebody else's, you know what I'm saying, draft, you know, but in a different sport. But basketball, they do rig it when they have to. Just like when Derrick Rose was coming out, they want the Bulls, hometown guy, to get him, you know, or LeBron James, you know, Cleveland, he's from there. They rigged it for him. So it's like, you know, they do it when they have to. And this year they felt that they owed, you know, Dallas Mavericks a little something because they helped, you know, the Lakers get Luka. So it's phony stuff right there, man. I don't like it one bit. They better not get no Giannis in the West unless he's with the Warriors.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, we love you, Antonio. LeBron was kind of having some fun with this, even how Cleveland won the lottery when they drafted him. And he talked about he signed Derrick Rose. So I know that was years ago, but the King was just saying that. I forget on what outfit he was on, Steiny, but he was talking about wink, wink.
So think about it like the big free agent, like Dallas. They're kind of, you know,
that's heavy.
They're a free agent destination. Philly, they're a free agent destination. So in order, and a lot of the small market teams are not. So now, small market teams aren't a factor in free agency, and now they're not really a factor in the draft. How are they going to get better? Like, seriously, how is Charlotte, Washington, Utah, how do you get better if the worst team doesn't have a shot at the best player?
My follow-up would be, Stoney, how long, and maybe they're in there, it might even surpass, how long have the Wizards been dysfunctional? How long is Charlotte? Since Larry Johnson,
well,
and
that's,
Kendall Gill.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Charlotte, for example.
Like a real true factor. Like, oh, they got something. It was the Larry Johnson, that era.
15, Morning. 16. They have not.
Who'd they have?
They have not. The Charlotte Hornets have not won a playoff series since 2001, 2002.
Wow, man. So for you to say, how are they going to get better? Just think about that stretch.
The last team that went to the playoffs had Nick Batum, Tyler Hansborough.
And they were first-round.
Frank
exit.
Kaminsky.
Wow.
Al Jefferson.
Ow!
Jeremy Lamb.
Georgetown. Hoya Destroya.
Marvin Williams, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, Gil, you're 100% right. I'm going to bring you back because me and you are the same age, and we're both Warriors fans. It's been fixed.
Hey, Christian, you got to call back. Something funky was happening. to your.
So he must what? I'm looking, 35 I'm years
at,
old.
I'm looking at Washington now too.
Oh God,
Washington
since Arenas.
I think you'll be surprised.
I mean, they used to give the Cavs fits in the playoff. They had some. You thought going back to that era, Antoine Jameson.
2021.
Yeah.
Oh. The Wizards made the playoffs.
But they were first round out.
Yeah. They had Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Kuz.
Davis Bertans.
Yeah, the shooter.
They had Hachimura. Oh, they had your favorite player.
Oh, yeah. What's my boy? He can dance. And he's a Cowboy fan.
Was Westbrook on that team?
Westbrook was on that team.
So my guy was hurt, John Wall. Was he on that team? No.
Yeah, I don't see him anywhere. Or was he done? No, but you have one of your favorites was on this team. Alex Len.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll take that L.
Alex Len.
Stop. The big.
Yeah, that's.
But Stoney, they made it, but they were just tissue paper, a dirty dish rag.
Their record was 34-38. It was the year they only played 72 games. It was the year before.
But the point
COVID,
is,
COVID, I believe.
That's been decades with an S of futility.
Yeah.
And it's still going. That's what's
Did sad. You say Al Jefferson went to Georgetown?
I thought he did.
No. I missed that.
I think he was a high school guy, right?
Yeah.
Why do I got him, Hoya?
Yeah, somebody's just saying.
No, but where'd he go?
Al Jefferson did not go to Georgetown.
They're supposed to put where he went. I'll ask Siri. Where did Al Jefferson go?
He came right out of high school.
To college.
He didn't.
Al Jefferson did not attend college. Okay. Hey, I just use it once I'm on disposal.
No, honestly, I do have an idea for the show. and we have to integrate AI at some point this summer into the show.
I'm all for that.
It's out of control. Dude.
He went to Prentice High School in Prentice, Mississippi.
I didn't have him as a Moses Malone. Steiny, he had a pretty good career.
Yeah, he did. Nice little player.
Yeah.
How about this? One of the last of the post-up big men.
Yeah, I like that.
He was a good post-up player back in the day.
Who's the lefty center from Georgetown? Oh, Othello Harrington.
He was like 6'5".
Yeah, but he was a center. Othello Harrington. He was one of the look at all the centers that went to Georgetown. He was one of them. Yeah, they got Zoe, Mutombo.
Well, yeah, he doesn't belong in that group.
But he's still there, and that's what he played in the league. Yeah. You know, you didn't like him.
No, I didn't. He wasn't very good.
AI, Evan, I'm with you. It's out of control. What's going on?
Yeah, we can have some ChatGPT stuff.
Yeah, Mike, that's all the kids use.
What's that?
The ChatGPT.
It's pretty incredible.
It is. It's scary.
Well, for example, don't you just type it into the menu bar, the question?
But
doesn't
if you
that
needed
work?
A term paper written on Malcolm X, it would do it for you.
It would. Not very well, but it might do one.
Hey, by the way, something.
Give it to me.
Something hit me over the weekend, and it is.
Someone or something?
Something.
Oh, okay.
And it's been talked about, and we got to.
It ain't going to get us in trouble, is it?
No.
You want to save it for the other side?
I do want to save it for the other side. But it has to do with something that we cannot allow after this year. It should be a one and done.
Right.
Let's just put it that way.
The twirl.
The what?
It's out of control. It's in the WNBA.
What?
The finger twirl
review. God.
Stop it.
Oh, God.
That is the most hideous.
I agree.
Evan, we got to get rid of it.
The finger twirl needs to stay in 2025.
You know what? How about this? Every time.
Some people do it.
Every
so
time
a
like, guru says, Al Jefferson went to Georgetown, I'll just go like that. I'll just give
but
the twirl like that needs
it,
to be reviewed.
Stiney. You didn't catch
no,
it.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't catch it.
We'd have too many challenges on this show.
I was too busy.
Now, see, I didn't like that part of it. Evan right there.
You like that guy on Around the Horn?
We I was PTI. Think about it PTI.
Oh, PTI.
Yeah, but he would do it at the end.
I mean, think about it.
Like errors and omissions.
If you and I did PTI,
Willard helped us with the wife of our boy.
It would be an 8-minute show and then 22 minutes worth of corrections.
No, you ain't as bad as me. You just forget.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got something on the other side for you. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries. They're 2-1. They take on the New York Liberty, and you can hear the game on Valkyries Channel. That's the Valkyries Channel on the Odyssey app. So download that Odyssey app and search for Valkyries. We'll have all the games on there or 95.7 The Game. And tonight, they play the New York Liberty in New York. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones on the call. Should be a good one from Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a journalist with words.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Coming up in a half hour, we got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. Dibs is going to go over his power rankings, media power rankings. That should be fun.
What do you think he has himself slotted at? Or you can't while you're still going?
No, that's the only way you can.
You got yourself third, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tier three.
Without a system. Like, we don't know what your metric system consists of.
I know what his system consists of, but he can explain it more than I can.
Like I did Ira Miller. Just take the L.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the twiddle. What were you going to say? It was so profound.
Shut up. I'm done with you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what the Yoon's saying to you after you no-showed.
Why would you promise them I'd be there? That's not a good friend.
You promised you'd be there.
Evan, shut up.
You were in San Antonio out of nowhere. I get this text from Steiny, address, and that's it. Question mark. And I said to myself, that's him telling me, go tell him your boy's coming. Everywhere I went, can I get another margarita? Can I get a hey, Steiny coming? Then it got to 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Can't Evan. Do it.
And I was like, my man, I get it. You fell out. I get it. I wasn't even mad.
I know you weren't because you texted me at 4 o'clock.
Hey, they don't know this part, so don't make it worse. Nobody knows this. You ain't gotta see. That's when you're airing stuff out. You're just gonna make it worse. Just say you didn't show. I checked on you.
Guru said, "All right, I'm not gonna do it."
Well, you can say what it is, but don't read how
you
I wrote it.
You said at 4 o'clock. Hey, we're here. But no pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's my new thing. Evan, I like that. No pressure.
That means pull up.
Yeah, Evan would have pulled up.
Hey, you know where I went Saturday?
To sleep.
That was Sunday.
Okay, all right. Give me a four.
Are you going to guess or are you just going to lay out?
The ship.
No?
I think I know.
Golfing.
No, it's that was
Oakland,
Sunday.
The
yes.
Oakland
Ballers.
Oh, no, you went to the game.
I went to an Oakland Ballers game.
I was thinking where you watched the game in Oakland. They got the playoff games. Oakland, not the
Athletic Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Nope. All right, you went to the Baller game.
Yeah, Oakland Ballers.
Was Too Short performing?
No,
he did that earlier.
No. Have you ever been to an Oakland Ballers?
No, I have not.
Evan, you have, correct?
To an Oakland Ballers game?
Yes.
No. I've played baseball at Raymondi Park. Like, I played there growing up, but I've never been to an Oakland Ballers game.
I'm shocked. I haven't been.
They didn't have the stadium when you were growing up.
No, it was not very nice.
Right. It's really nice now. The stadium's nice. And the area around.
What time was the game?
This is the best part.
I got to be ready
This is the greatest starting time for a Saturday game.
It's 7 a.m.
4:45. 4:45. It's perfect because you're out of there by 7.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be like, you can't like, oh, I'm going to go golfing in the morning.
I'm going,
and
man.
And then we'll go to the game at 7. You can't make that. That's too long a day.
How'd you get there?
It's an 8-minute drive.
But I hear it's right by BART, right?
No, that's not correct.
Oh, okay.
But you can take BART to West Oakland and then get a shuttle for free to the stadium.
Now, is it the perfect time because it's the latest time that you're comfortable going to an event on Saturday?
A lot of
stuff. Well, I'm
going to
be honest here, and let me be...
We all live different lifestyles, Donnie.
Let me be sincere. It's extremely family-friendly. So there are a lot of kids, and I think the 4:45 is perfect for young kids because they'll get tired on the way home.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Warriors, either too young or too old.
So I love me some baseball, and I'm so random, Evan, you know this, but Stanley, I got to ask you, when you hit it out at that facility, where's the ball go? Are there like fans like old Giant Candlestick or fans or like where the A's are playing now? There's fans out there where you hit the home run.
It's a very good question. And what I'll tell you is this. Your car could get a broken windshield.
Incredible. I love it.
However, I'm pretty sure that they have a sponsorship with like safety glass.
This is great.
So if it happens, you go there and they'll replace it for free
That's sick.
It's totally cool. You can sit. You can see the Oakland skyline.
Well, that's
One of the really cool parts is it's kind of a temporary stadium. I'm hoping to God they make it into a permanent stadium.
Well, why?
Well, because you know,
why would you leave? It's so. I hear a lot. What word am I looking for?
I don't know.
You know, where it's just you and me, and it's the ambiance is kind of. What word am I looking for?
Intimate?
Yeah, setting. Yeah, so why would you want to leave that?
Well, because right now, for example, there's a lot of chain link fence around that obviously is going to be something else. Mm. The cool part is there are warehouses beyond the outfield fence, and the warehouses have ivy. So you look out and it looks a little like Wrigley Field. Now, it's not in the field of play, but there's a lot of really good visuals, and I would highly recommend it.
How were the snack bars and stuff?
Excellent.
Excellent. Nachos.
Yeah. You know, beer, burgers, dogs, better food than that. I would highly recommend it.
I got to get to. So, do you know where they're at in their season? Like, is it just starting?
It started.
Okay, I can get there. I'm going to one.
I think we're in week two now.
What a name, Oakland Ballers.
And of course, you know their nickname. I'm sorry, you know their mascot.
I don't.
They have a mascot. Evan, do you know?
A baseball.
No.
Bucky?
Scrappy.
Scrappy the baller?
The possum.
He's a possum.
Correct.
I don't like it.
From the A's.
Oh.
Remember?
That's a thumbs up.
Yeah, so the A's had that possum that would, possums would be all, remember when one fell from the
No, I'm just surprised because you don't like large rodents.
Either do I.
Now, the kids like Scrappy.
But adults don't. Remember, they had one in the playoff game where the possum was showing his face up in the...
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, this is a costumed person.
Yeah, I got it.
So I'm a little better with that.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, so speaking of one, like, cool stadium, Sacramento's got to go. Sacramento's got to go.
The players and coach managers are tired.
They can't do this another year.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
No, I'm sick. They're tired of it.
Dude.
The players and the managers.
They just hosted the Yankees and the Phillies. And I couldn't stop thinking about...
I watched a bunch of those games.
This is exactly like when I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
We had the AA Reading Phillies. And once a year, the real Phillies would come to Reading and play an exhibition game.
Right.
And sometimes the Reading Phillies would win because the big Phillies didn't really care. And they didn't usually bring their full team. And I'm like, that's what's going on in Sacramento. It's like they're playing exhibition games. Like the Yankees come and they beat them 2 or 3. And
I got love
for the city,
man. And it's
like you're watching just an exhibition game.
Who thought it was going to be something else?
They should
play doing the post game stuff. It's embarrassing.
They should play at the Baller Stadium.
Manfred should have never let them out to town, man.
Well,
that is no. I'm serious, man. And I'm sitting there watching. Bryce Harper don't even look right at that. The whole venue is off.
That's purgatory.
And it's ghetto trying to do that there. And nothing against what they had going because it was great ambiance. At that facility, but to cram Major League Baseball in there, Steiny, it's a joke.
It is.
And now the manager and players are saying, Evan, this ain't up to code.
No.
I love that, man. Fred, fix yourself.
I think they'd also like it if they won an 11-game win streak as opposed to an 11-game losing streak.
Well, they're not gonna.
I texted Evan the other night, and
but
I got kind of mad at him. I go, dude, the A's are good.
Of course you do.
And ever since then, that
kiss
was the
of
kiss
death.
Of death.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course I did?
Let's see how good they are.
Not very.
Well, they're not boring. The A's are not boring.
Who's more exciting?
What's up with Rooker?
Yeah, they're last in the AL West.
What happened with him and his power?
He got paid.
Dude.
But, like Adamas.
Who's our guy picking him up, though? Who's got all the...
Soderstrom. Actually, he's cooled off. He's got 10 homers, but he had 9 first 6 weeks of the season. So
I'm impressed, Steiny.
Yeah.
You're tapped in.
He's playing fantasy baseball this year.
He does every year, but sometimes
he's
less involved than others. Yep.
I don't share anything.
No, you don't. By the way, another...
Oh, God.
There was another NBA playoff game, and the team lost the 20-point lead. Can you believe it? Can you believe it wasn't over at halftime?
They
the Knicks
it.
Were down 20.
Oh, everybody at the party, they had the TV out there in the back.
Yeah.
We all thought it was like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah. Hey,
how many times do you have to be, how many times you have to be kind of humiliated like that before you say, you know what, Steiny? Teams are blowing 20-point leads. It's not that big a deal.
Well, every
shot's
a three
tell me I'm right.
It's just, some are done differently, but nobody's surprised. Come on. I lost that one a long, long time ago. Stars and Oilers tonight, Steiny.
Stars and Oilers.
Oh, really hockey.
You really ate it.
7:07. And
thank you.
Ticket price is right, too, for the Ballers.
Oh, they are.
$15
a
ticket. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's what life's about.
We should go. During the week.
We can.
Yeah.
The 408, now this is going to get me, Goo. I'm going to channel my inner Jimmy Butler.
I got one for you.
The 408 goes, let's keep it to Bay Area sports, guys.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something.
So that didn't include
408.
Hey, the Ballers count.
You don't tell Guru and I how to play. All right? We're like Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man.
Don't you tell us
that is great.
How to play.
Oh, man.
If we want to take 9 shots in an elimination game, we'll take 9 shots in an elimination game.
Let's say the Knicks and your Minnesota team loses.
Mm-hmm.
Who won the trade for Kat and Randall? Or do you say it's even?
Yeah, well, the Knicks probably are further the
who wouldn't do it again? I think both teams, if you're both in the Western Conference, Eastern, Western Conference, like, we're good here.
Yeah, I think both teams would do it again. I mean, in fairness, I think now the Knicks probably, because the Knicks, they didn't go anywhere last year, right?
Well,
in theory, you could say the Timberwolves are at the exact same spot they were last year.
I get that.
In the Western Conference Finals.
Somebody said Siri took my IQ test because I did that for Jefferson. Pretty good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead,
Matt Flakemits. They're trying to put that up there, man. I ain't going for that.
Well, not today.
Well, Saturday. Or Sunday.
Most playoff games. Farhan's team. Oh, you're not going to like this one. And you know what? I should wait a day to do this.
What?
I like everything.
Because idiots are so biased about recency that it's not the day to bring this up.
It's all that matters.
You mean like
today.
This offseason being the craziest offseason in the history of the NBA?
Yeah, Shams, I didn't like that.
This is, so the Timberwolves game 3, the one they won. Okay.
That wasn't even a game.
The one they won.
Yeah.
They've only won one.
Goo.
Oh.
You're going to, I can't wait to say this because you're going to be bothered, but I don't care. I'm watching game 3 and I'm watching Anthony Edwards and I'm saying to myself, you know what? He absolutely, positively has some Jordan in
him. Oh, what? You're just now welcome to the party. Like, this is why you misconstrue who I am.
I can't stand
as a
him
fan.
Right,
you thought I would be Stoney. I've been there. It's incredible.
Actually, you know what? He's not even close. Come to think of it,
my boy Ron T. You met him last night. There was a play just in last night's game. He goes, he flew over everybody and glided like Jordan. Hey, it's real. But I'll tell you what, he ain't. Michael would have never been in the playoff game down 2-1 with 2 field goal attempts. I don't care if they were holding his uncle hostage. Uncle would have just been in trouble.
Michael Jordan, 1-4 in the first 5 playoff series he was involved in.
And for Ant with no shirt and his trap showing, looking like
Michael Evan, Jordan did not
in his
have
recliner. He like, I played the right way, and this was what I agree with him with. He go, I didn't shoot enough to have a bad. I go, you are technically right, son. Jordan, he goes, I didn't shoot enough to be struggling.
Jordan didn't make 2 Eastern Conference Finals at 23.
I don't know what your point is.
That's my point.
It's a new world. Michael been playing in this slop. He would have outscored the team itself.
By
that
the way,
first step.
I'm in the middle of a deep dive that's going to rock your world.
You can't
world.
Steal that from Dibs. He's got that. That is great.
I'm in the middle.
I heard it somewhere else.
Deep dive Dibs.
That is great. Shallow in, Steiny.
So, I'm looking at shooting percentages. I'm looking at the playoffs.
Why?
Yeah, just how the greats have done. I'll tell you what. I think Michael Jordan had more games with single-digit field goals made and 25 or more attempts.
Now, I feel like Iverson's number one or Harden number two.
Look at some of these numbers when he's in the playoffs. It's like 9 for 25.
In the
offs. Yes.
Well, he's
off.
Playing against the Pistons, Donnie, with no help.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, do you think Shea had a good game last night, Donnie?
Oh, my.
Well, he did, yeah. But he
shot it 33 times.
In May 13.
He was 13 for 30.
That's the F.
That's 40-something. That's
Donnie,
stop. 30 shots.
What did the team shoot?
No,
we didn't ask
but that's
that.
My point. You
13,
can
go ahead. Evan.
No, you can still be good and have an inefficient
that's
game.
That's all we're saying. But you guys want to, when you're trying to do something to Harden or Westbrook in their prime or Allen Iverson's career, he was 13.
You
know
were
what it
so,
takes to hoist 30 field goal attempts in a playoff
so,
game?
So just the way you talk about Jordan's like he never had a bad game.
And nobody ever said that. He never went to a game 7.
That's right, because he got eliminated. Because they had 5 game series for the most part.
Why can't it just because he's that good? And just leave it alone.
He didn't win early in his career, Goo. I'm just saying.
And then he won it every year.
No, not the year he retired.
Sorry, the years he was active.
No, he didn't win in Washington.
That doesn't count.
Of course it does.
Oh my God.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Oh, you guys are great.
You guys are just great.
When his shorts were pulled up to his throat, I hated watching that short. Yuck. That does not exist.
Every year in his prime, Steiny, that dude won a championship.
That's all.
No, that's not true.
Steiny, he had 2 three-peats and left and came back and got another one.
Right.
That's how great he was.
Right. He never faced an opponent in the finals that had been there more than twice. Like, think about that.
Or that was better than him.
That means nothing.
It means everything. It means he had no rival.
Hall of Famers.
They had no rival.
He was Superman. Everybody else was trying to take his cape. They couldn't.
No, that's not
the way.
Barkley
wasn't good?
That's not the way it went down. The way it went down is...
Magic?
Bird.
Steiny.
Magic.
Oh, this hurts.
The Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
He could not get over. The Bird and Magic had the NBA on lock. Then they retired, and Michael Jordan.
You do know in 91, his first one came against Magic.
How old was Magic?
But they were favored.
No chance.
Oh, my
God. There's no way the Lakers were favored. They had four guys 40 years old.
I got to believe. Dude, they were in the finals. The Lakers were.
Just all I want to tell you
Elgin
is.
Elgin Campbell.
All I want to tell you is he was human. All right? He was human.
But when you say it like that, I'm like, you know what? But understand, people still line up
to wear
his tennis shoes.
And
Larry Bird said he was God in tennis
shoes. The fact that they're buying tennis shoes right now does not mean he's a better player than he was or a worse player than he was.
What was Michael Jordan's weakness? And we'll listen.
What was his weakness?
Atlantic City.
He was impossible to play with. He was impossible to play with for the first half of his career because he was selfish and he didn't know how to incorporate teammates.
He was playing with Quentin Daly.
That's why he called
Granville Waiters. Dave Corzine.
He called his teammates the supporting cast. That doesn't engender
championships.
Dude is so I know what you're doing. You're gonna try to.
I'm telling you the truth.
It's not the truth.
Mike, did he not call his teammates my supporting
now
cast?
Now you're going Cub Scout on me.
The answer is yes.
What was his weakness on the hardwood?
The answer is yes.
He was Springsteen.
What was his weakness on the hardwood?
Wasn't a great shooter early in his career.
By the way, Steiny, they weren't favored to win all 6 finals.
And that's, man.
They were.
Beat Magic.
No, they weren't. I'm looking at it right here.
They
weren't.
So you're telling me the Bulls were not favored all 6 of their finals?
Gambling favorites, no.
Get out of here.
91, the Lakers.
They said that the Lakers were favored to win that. They had home court advantage, the Lakers.
What I'm saying, so 4 out of 6 they were favored?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that still doesn't bring it home.
So if you only won 4.
Steiny, he never went to a game 7.
Guru, he got eliminated in 3 games. He got swept.
I'm talking about in the one he
early,
won. The ones
early
he
in
won.
His career, he
6
got
of
swept.
Them. I got you.
Okay.
But you never watched him and having 2 field goal attempts in those games, knowing he had no help. He is everything to me on what a killer should be on the basketball court. His first step was incredible. His hands. He played offense just like he played defense. There was no weakness, Steiny.
Yeah, there was.
Hang
actually.
Time.
No, he wait. Was, I lied. Sorry. Action Network had a different article where they actually were favored in all their finals.
Thank you.
That doesn't take away from the fact that he won 6, though.
It was like such a...
No, but it proves my point that...
You don't like Jordan, Mike. We
no.
get it.
What proves my point is that Bird and Matt, if Bird doesn't exist, Magic wins 8 titles and he's pissing on Jordan. If Magic isn't there, Bird's got 6 titles.
Well, if Michael doesn't retire,
Michael Jordan,
Hakeem has
Michael
no
Jordan
rings and the Bulls have 8.
Had nobody. He did not have a rival. And you're going to say, well, that's because nobody was good at
him. The league was his rival, Steiny.
No.
The Super Friends. Barkley tried to knock him off. Kevin Johnson.
Right.
Drexler.
Right. They had one
Kersey,
time. Right.
All those guys. They couldn't do it.
So
Magic.
he seldom faced a team. How many times did he face a team in the... I mean, I get
all
it.
Right, but real quick.
No,
what about
look,
Reggie Miller and that Pacer team?
What about
those
them?
Were good teams. Deadly Shrimp.
Right. They were.
What about Patrick Ewing?
They were good teams. Good. Yeah, they
Michael
were good.
Kept him from being great. On his way to knocking off whoever was coming from the West.
Hey, I'm not going to talk you out of it. I'm just going to tell you that Michael Jordan, how many times did he play against a team in the finals that was making their first appearance in the finals? Now, you may say, who cares? But I think that matters.
Though. They paid their dues.
My point is it wasn't like the Celtics and Lakers where they played each other three times in the finals.
Yeah.
He didn't have anybody like that.
Is that his fault?
No, but it has to be taken into consideration. Because when you go to the finals for your first time, and another team's been going two, three, four times, forget it.
I'll say this.
That's like devaluing the Warriors' most recent championship because the Celtics hadn't been there before.
It's not devaluing.
It's just acknowledging.
No, it is kind of.
Why did the Warriors win that series?
Because they were better.
I think experience had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, which factors into them being better.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is. That's my point.
So Magic should have won that.
That's my point.
Is
every time Jordan went to the finals, he had a built-in advantage because they were there.
Not the first one in 91 against Magic in his experience.
Right, and they were over the hill. That team was over the hill.
Well, over the hill. They were pretty good over the hill.
He proved they were over the hill by beating them four straight games.
That's fair. Let you know it's Stein.
That's
fair. But he had no weakness on the court, Steinie. Go right, just like
you.
He could go left. Play D.
I don't think he was a great teammate.
Look at how many all first team offenses and defense. Yeah.
I just don't think he was a great teammate.
I'll give you that.
Well, you asked me for a weakness.
Is Draymond Green a great teammate?
Sometimes.
Ask Jordan Poole.
Sometimes.
Ask Jordan Poole.
Well, I'm saying sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't care about that.
I know you don't.
Ask Scotty Burrell. He'll probably say he wasn't a good teammate.
Yeah.
Ask Pippen.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about on the court.
Yeah, and I'm just talking like you've mythologized him. You've mythologized him to a point, and I'm just here to tell you he was not a perfect player. He's a great player, maybe the greatest of all time.
Teammate to me.
No, he's a great player, but he missed some shots during his career. What's coming up on the game? And he never got over on Isaiah. On Bird.
He beat Isaiah and they didn't even shake his hand.
That doesn't count.
Oh, you are incredible.
What's coming up on a game is brought, because Isaiah got him early. Everybody got him. What's coming up on a game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Well, we're only pushing back the crossover. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.